Welcome to Time with Abba, the Fashion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 21st, Monday, 2019, Day 21. Today's topic, a merciful realm versus a cruel world. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 42, verse 18 to chapter 43, verse 34, Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to chapter 14, verse 12, Proverbs 4, verses 7 to 10. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is a merciful realm versus a cruel world. Today's topic seems yesterday's topic's second part. Yesterday's topic was the foundations are destroyed. What can you do? Today's topic allows us to leave this cruel world to walk into God's kingdom, His merciful realm. If you take a look at what I copied today as above, you will find I wrote down the word how cruel seven times. Number one, two times concerning with how cruel Joseph's 10 brothers were who wanted to kill him and sold him to Egypt. Number two, one time concerning with how cruel Reuben was to tell his father that he could kill his two sons if Reuben could not bring back Benjamin. Number three, two times concerning with how cruel Jacob was as he was willing to give up Simeon rather than to let Benjamin to go to Egypt. Number four, two times concerning how cruel Herodias and her daughter were to put John the Baptist to death. This cruel world is to destroy our foundation of Jesus is Lord as the center of our lives, then to have us brainwashed, making us to be cruel and merciless person. What can we do? If you were Joseph, you saw your 10 brothers who wanted to kill you and sell you to Egypt, what would you do to revenge? You were the prime minister and you could do anything now. But because the foundation of Joseph was so firm and secure, he already left that cruel world and entered into the kingdom of God, His merciful realm. Bitterness and hatred changed to be meek and merciful. His tears tell us that he was a merciful servant of God in His merciful realm, His kingdom. He is the good fish in today's Jesus parable. How about you? Are you a merciful servant of God in His merciful realm? A good fish? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to remember to be with you each day so that we can be in your merciful kingdom to be a righteous servant of you, blessed by you and used by you to bring your healing, freedom, and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, are you a merciful servant of God in this merciful realm? A good fish? Number two, what is your next step to be a merciful servant of God in this merciful kingdom? A good fish? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.